All right, I think it's time now to get to business.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Plus, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview. And now also in Orland Park.
Woohoo!
Telling you, man, if you're in the southern suburbs, you've never been to Builder Supply Outlet, this is your time to go. Now they're opening Orland, man. It's something special. All right, checking in at
number 5.
Did I say caller number 19 at 312-981-7200? Did I say that? Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. That's what I said.
Caller 19.
Caller number 19. All right, here we go. No Republican has signed on yet, but Democrats are still calling for a bipartisan commission to investigate foreign interference in the 2016 election. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who thinks he's going to be the new DNC chair, says it's not time now to get bogged down in politics.
It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about Hillary Clinton. It's not about Republicans, independents, or Democrats. It is not even about 2016. It is about our future. We, right now, are in the process of making sure we preserve our democracy.
Yeah, I don't think people care. I think that's, I mean, that was, to me, the most interesting article I read all weekend. Was that, and I mentioned this earlier, the New York Times piece where they went into some areas of the country that are very, 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 that were very supportive of Donald Trump, where it, you know, more than 80% of the vote totals.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the people in those places are like, well, what do we care? So what does that have to do with bringing jobs back to America? The things that that Trump talked about, it doesn't.
Well, it seems to have turned into a partisan issue, particularly in regards to hacking the election, because Russia does hack other, they do try to hack into our intelligence processes. They try to hack into everything that would undermine America, right? And so it feels as if it's unfortunately turned into a partisan issue, even though it should not. It's the safety and security of America.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we are.
Bunch of whiners, crybabies, losers.
That's basically, there was a great quote from one of the people they were asking, sitting at a card table at a fair selling food, essentially. Mm-hmm. Selling his product, like,
still
at a farmer's market.
Americans, right. To be honest. I mean, yeah. That's... You know,
a bunch of crybabies. That's what they is, a bunch of crybabies.
And, you know, now that's that, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people who, you know, who think that, and they're like, you know, Donald Trump won, and this is, you know, or we won. I hear people saying that, and it just does not matter. And just get over yourselves. Now, there is going to be a press conference on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be highly anticipated, because Trump today was asked about a lot of things. He goes, I'll tell you on Wednesday, including about his own business dealings and how he's going to separate himself out and whether he believes in the Russian deal.
Right, we've been waiting for that answer.
And the Trump transition team has announced that they are working on plans for a summit with Vladimir Putin in the coming months.
A summit?
Mm-hmm. And Trump tweeted over the weekend, too, you know, anybody who doesn't think, I'm paraphrasing here, but which means I'm softening what he said, anybody who thinks that not having a good relationship with Russia is a good idea is stupid.
Yeah, he did have a tweet to that effect over the weekend.
He used the word stupid. You're stupid if you don't think we should have a good relationship with Russia. It's not that we should have a good relationship with Russia. It would be lovely to have a good relationship with Russia, but he's seen, and Lindsey Graham, a Republican, already said it, he's seen the intelligence report. He knows what they are up to. This is that you know, saying that is kind of naive.
No, you're naive. And you know who really sucks? Meryl Streep.
Number 4.
She's a flunky. Overrated, apparently, even though she's one of the best actresses ever.
Within hours of Meryl Streep concluding her blistering anti-Trump speech at the Golden Globes, she won the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like a lifetime achievement.
Lifetime
kind of
achievement,
deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing about the Golden Globes is people who get up to win the White Lifetime Achievement Award, or it's the White Time Achievement Award, too, generally.
It used to be. It's getting a little More diverse.
Although I think Denzel got it last year, so they're spreading their wings at the Hollywood Foreign Press. They're drunk generally when they get up and do it. I've seen some really odd ones over the years.
Later in the evening, yeah, because it is an award that's given later in the evening. You're right.
And they've been drinking since. It's a big cocktail party. Mm-hmm. It's brought to them by a champagne company. It's like and they're drinking at the tables, and so every once in a while you get people who are not in the program who are up there.
Sure.
Who are, woo!
Well, and you can't arrive late to that. You have to be in position, right, you know, before the show starts, and so the drinking begins early. Yeah.
Then this morning, Kellyanne Conway was on Fox and Friends, and she's not a big fan of Meryl Streep either.
I'm glad that Meryl Streep has such a passion for the disabled because I didn't hear her weigh in, and I didn't hear her even use her platform last night, Ainsley, to give a shout-out to the mentally challenged boy who last week was tortured live on Facebook for half an hour by four young African-American adults who were screaming racial and anti-Trump expletives and forcing him to put his head in toilet water.
That is true. She didn't do that. But those four African-American youths, as she's saying, were not elected president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a big difference there. Wait, there's one more.
I'd like to hear from her today if she wants to come and continue her platform on behalf of the disabled. And Donald Trump is absolutely right. He has debunked this so many times. She sounds like 2014. The election is over. She lost. And he's absolutely right about something else, too, which is everybody in that audience, with very few exceptions, was of a single myopic mind as to how they wanted the election to go and how they expected the election to go. They lost, and I really wish she would have stood up last night and said, look, I didn't like the election results, but he's our president, and we're going to support him.
She's probably right about that latter point. I mean, Hollywood is in a bit of a bubble. Let's all admit it, right? I mean, they're powerful. They're wealthy people. They have a very big voice, and most of them are, you know, they vote Democrat and are very, you know, very open about that. So, I mean, to me, that was the part that was the only criticism. I love Meryl Streep. I just love her to death. And I just felt as if at the end I wanted a little more of a unity message. I know she spoke to actors and actresses to bring it out in your art. But understand that there are a lot of Trump supporters that probably support your movies as well and go to your movies and pay your paychecks. And to me, that's all. I wanted there to be a bit of a turn at the end because she is like the elder stateswoman of that community and so many people look up to her. I just wanted to hear that. That's all. And I love her. Love her. Yeah. I didn't want to hear this thing again.
It started with Meryl Streep pointing out that thing about the disabled reporter,
right,
and Donald Trump making fun of him using his hands, you know, making his hands all crooked and shaking.
Mocking him. He says he didn't, but
right.
Yes.
And of course he didn't. And then, right. I mean, but he did. We saw it. I mean, we knew what he was doing. This is like, don't believe
clear.
Your lying eyes is what
sure.
is what keeps coming up from
Kellyanne.
It was Kellyanne.
Another attack on someone who had attacked him, a vicious kind of ruthless attack. And it was. That was what it was. So, I mean, the fact that she chose to spotlight that moment, there are a lot of moments you could have chosen, I suppose, right? I mean, Donald Trump has offended a lot of people on the campaign trail, but that's where she chose to go, and she did. But at the end, I don't remember that quote, but Judy had it earlier, and it was a beautiful quote, and she did sort of inspire the art community and the actors and actresses to, you know, just to let your voice be heard through.
Take your broken heart and make art.
Take your broken heart and make art. And use what we have, our medium, to make change, and that's great. Just wanted to hear some more unity. That's all. I just love her to death, and I wanted to hear it.
All right, we'll get to your three, your two. You're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it
from Donald Trump. What about Donald Trump having a little bit of unity?
No,
though?
He should. I mean, the way he reacted is so expected now, but it doesn't make it. Oh God, it doesn't make it right. It's just horrible. The way he uses Twitter to bully, it's just terrible.
Or to hit back. I mean, I think it's above. I think he should be above a Hollywood actor or actress making a statement about him, or anybody. I think he should. It would be much more settling, I think, to a lot of people if he just didn't, if he weren't so thin-skinned about it. Because presidents get criticized and maligned all the time.
Sure.
I mean, you know, obviously Barack Obama was. Barack Obama was by him,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's
called a Kenyan by him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like not. So it's like, but to respond, I mean, when you're president of the United States and you got your, you know, you're bigger than that.
You would think.
Turn the other cheek. Or jowl.
Jowl.
All right. Three,
watch out, he's
two,
gonna tweet about your
and
own.
One. I kind of hope so. You're three, you're two, and you're one. But first, Violetta Powdermedic has got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
With your support, Chicago Tribune Charities is helping to transform the lives of those in need across the Chicago area. Give now, www.chicagotribune.com/donate.
Top 5 at 5 continues, checking in at
number 3.
Today marks exactly 10 years since Steve Jobs famously stood on a stage at Macworld and introduced his revolutionary new product, the iPhone. The device was at the time billed as the perfect blend of the existing and wildly popular iPod, mobile phone, and internet communicator.
What we're going to do is get rid of all these buttons and just make a giant screen. A giant screen. Now, how are we going to communicate this? We don't want to carry around a mouse, right? Nobody wants a stylus. We're going to use the best pointing device in the world. We're going to use a pointing device that we're all born with. We're born with 10 of them. We're going to use our fingers. It's far more accurate than any touch display that's ever been shipped. It ignores unintended touches. It's super smart. You can do multi-finger gestures on it. And boy, have we patented it.
Come on. 1 billion phones later, I think it worked out pretty well.
Okay. Can I just say this? I'm an iPhone
user. Sure. I love
user,
the iPhone.
Right? But I was a BlackBerry guy.
Mm-hmm. You switched over when? How many years ago about?
I switched over when BlackBerry no longer was supported by the company that I worked for, and they said, we're
same
moving to iPhone.
Okay.
Because I liked the little keypad on the BlackBerry.
You could write like a novel with that thing. It was awesome.
The BlackBerry was awesome.
It really was for that.
Yeah. I mean, if you have to send emails and texts and things, the BlackBerry did it. I mean, it was like, it was intuitive.
Now the app world is what the iPhone brought to us, I think, is suddenly your world is defined by all the apps on your phones.
That's true. And everything. But I have a problem. I am, and I figured this out. I've said
have
this
you seen
to,
someone about that?
plenty of people. That's not that problem.
No.
My thumbs are misshapen for iPhone use. My thumb pads are like 5 millimeters lower than the average. I've had this actually looked at.
How do you know that?
Because I had it like because I couldn't figure it out.
Of course you've got that looked at.
I can't. And when I'm typing furiously on my iPhone, I miss things, and I tend to, instead of hit the space bar, I hit the B or the V. And I'm just going fast, and I just do it, and then I realize I've just done an entire sentence. It's a run-on sentence with B's and V's in the middle of it, and I need to now restart the whole deal.
Well, how about Siri? Just go to Siri and dictate to her.
What a jerk she is.
She doesn't understand
you. She doesn't understand me.
Which is a problem for some women.
For most women.
In your life, I was going to say.
I would say that's been really bad.
It's just a communication issue, though.
I don't understand you.
Mm-hmm.
What part don't you understand? So that's her whole deal is don't call me again. She's one of the many women who no longer wants to have contact with me. What's that all about?
But I would say overall, the iPhone, come on, it's revolutionized our lives. You think about what it was like before and after. Oh my gosh!
Well, then everybody chased it. Everybody chased the notion of it. Right.
Everybody. I mean, Samsung's caught them.
Yeah,
right.
Some would say surpassed him.
For a while, nobody was even close.
Right, but Samsung definitely caught him. And with the exception of the fact that Samsung, might literally blow up.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
That's the only issue with it.
Can't bring it on an airplane or anywhere that's
around fuel.
It's
great, except you may lose your head in the process of making a phone call.
Right, that's the only issue that one might have
totally
here.
Totally small
is that
grand scheme.
It's a minor thing.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, it's fine. But it's got a better camera, people say.
It does have a better camera. If there's a Samsung in the crowd, I always ask that person to take the group photo.
Yeah.
But huge iPhone fan. Miss Steve Jobs.
I miss
Thank
the BlackBerry.
You for changing our lives.
I just want to be able to type, and then I want the big screen and be able to. I know they make a product like that. BlackBerry came out with a product. It's got the. But I can't type on the screen, and telling it what to say is bad. is very bad because I tell it what to say, and then all of a sudden it didn't say what it said, and then somebody, then another woman says to me, "Don't ever call me again. Lose my number." All right.
Siri causes a lot of problems.
Yes, she has.
Number three.
No.
Number two.
Thank you, Orion. Mariah Carey went to Twitter and recorded a message about her incident. Aren't we done with this? That was like so 2016. What happened to her?
Well,
I don't care anymore about her singing fiasco at the... I mean, we got other problems.
Me too.
We have Dame Meryl Streep about to be sent to a work camp.
Don't take Meryl.
She had a good run.
Yeah, she did. Here's Mariah Carey.
I didn't really address the situation that happened on New Year's Eve, and in time I will. But for now, I want everyone to know that I came to New Year's Eve in New York in great spirits and was looking forward to a celebratory moment with the world. It's a shame that we were put into the hands of a production team with technical issues who chose to capitalize on circumstances beyond our control. Eventually, I will explain this in greater detail.
We don't care. I don't care. You don't have to explain it to anybody.
How many chapters is it, right?
Right. You know what? Your earpiece didn't work. The team, everybody kind of blew up. Who cares? Really? I want to know how Donald Trump is going to separate himself from his business and if he's going to have a meeting with Vladimir Putin that's going to allow the Russian military to take over the United States of America. That I care about.
Those are big problems.
That's a bigger problem. Yes. Mariah Carey, you not being able to hear your own audio on New Year's Eve is not a problem.
In the grand scheme of things, I suppose it's not. And it was only one of the many, many performances, too. So it sort of came and went.
Right.
And we went on to the next one.
Right.
You know,
I mean, like Jimmy Fallon, like 4 weeks from now, if he's talking about the fact that his teleprompter didn't work for the first 2 minutes of the Golden Globes, I would go, we don't care about that either. This is how self-important people can be.
This is a great tragedy in America.
No, it's not.
She has a great new reality show. I recommend it.
Is it when she was still with her guy or is it post-breakup?
It's in the process of her falling in love with her backup dancer.
Oh.
Yeah, she's leaving whatever his name is from Talent. America's Got Talent.
Mm.
Yeah. Classic leaving your relationship for a backup dancer. Seen it a million times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
it's usually
fine,
the arc finally. Of celebrity mm-hmm. dating.
Number one.
In contrast, the upcoming inauguration, the White House latest upload of the official YouTube channel, is a celebrity-filled affair. It's the farewell party featuring everyday people and A-listers talking about their Obama moment.
Knocking on the Oval Office window, I would say, that was probably the peak of my entire existence.
The CVS experience with Michelle was pretty cool. And dancing with Barack at his birthday party. And he's a good dancer. You know, he should not get any flack for that. You're a good dancer.
Yeah, I often do remember Jackie Robinson. Everybody does. To me, he would be the Jackie Robinson of politics from my standpoint.
Drop the mic on him, blew the kiss. And when I saw that, it absolutely blew me away. Mm-hmm.
That was Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres, Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
This is why the people down in Louisiana who don't worry about the Russian intrusion into this election hate celebrities and love Donald Trump.
Because it's all about them, you mean? Or just
yes.
their moment?
Yeah.
Well, they asked them to talk about their
yes.
moment.
Yes, no, but I know. But it's a bunch of celebrities going, I tapped on the window of the Oval Office, you know. That was great. You know, I mean, it is... This makes me as mad as anything that has just also happened. It's like, I don't care if... Michael Jordan's the one who was talking about Jackie Robinson. That at least is, you know, it's a reference
like
to history.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Ellen DeGeneres going, he's a good dancer. It's like, oh, come on!
Well, was an excuse just to play the video, or because if they're playing video as well, I understand you want some fun video. The president dancing.
Did you see? You know, he had the big celebrity laden party at the White House.
Sure.
Did you see David Letterman?
No.
David Letterman's beard.
Does he still look like Santa Claus?
No, he looks like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He looks like he should be being waterboarded at Guantanamo.
Oh, God.
Senior Taliban leader, David Letterman.
Is he recognizable? Because I almost thought he wasn't even when the Santa Claus look came out. Like, you couldn't tell who it was.
I'm telling you, he is going to get on the no-fly list with that beard.
going to be hard. It seems like he's taking a lot of vacations.
All right, Judy's got WGN news coming your way in about 20 seconds, but let's close this thing out.
The top five at five.